Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction on News Talk 1310 WIPA. Have a question? Email it to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Now, here's your host, Sean Preble, on News Talk 1310 WIPA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show, brought to you by Edge Construction Online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. All one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great website to learn more about Edge Construction. Also see some of the recent projects they've worked on. If you haven't been there recently, by the way, they're always updating the website with some of the latest work, and they've got their portfolio there as well. Links to House, Pinterest, and Facebook as well, and Instagram. You guys are on Instagram, right, Mike?
We are on Instagram, and I'm not much of an Instagrammer, but I do have people that will get on me once in a while and say, hey, you know, that's how I keep track of you. And it's just, it's a kind of a quick thing. It's not like you're not reading a book on there.
Yeah, it's more about like photo sharing, like taking a picture of, you know, what I had for dinner or hanging out with the kids, the grandkids. I mean, that's kind of that neat stuff. It's not, you know, there's no diatribes that I've seen anyway. So
do you have to like things? Do you have to?
I don't
put little hearts on stuff.
There is, yeah, that's funny you say that, because there are, and that's always weird. Like, I like, one of the things I like about Facebook is the thumbs up. It's all good. And Instagram, I think it's hearts. And I'm like,
do you feel a little weird putting a heart on?
Yeah.
Clicking on that heart.
Yeah, they may want to look into that. But it is a great tool and a great resource. Speaking of two great tools and resources and links at edgeconstructioncompany.com, talking this morning with Mike Tuig of Edge Construction. House, what a game changer that has been, hasn't it?
It has. It houses houzz.com. That has turned into just the clearinghouse for all things remodeling. And it's, there are people, and even our own designers will go on Pinterest and other sites to find things, but House is just dedicated towards our business. And so there's articles on things. You can, if you search under stories, you can find just about any subject on your house, from maintenance to design to the process of remodeling or building. And on the picture side, it's just crazy. I mean, like, we have, I think we have around 140 or 150 projects on House, more than our website, because our website gets updated once in a while, and then not all the old projects make it on there. So it's kind of fun for me anyways to look back and go, oh, yeah, we were doing that 10 years
yeah.
ago. But on House, you can... You know, you post your projects. We post our projects, and a lot of other people do too. And then homeowners from around the country and world, I'm assuming, will pull pictures off of there. And just to give you an idea of how much that happens, when I look at our metrics, our internals on House, it's somewhere around 30 to 50,000 pictures a month of ours
wow.
get downloaded. Now, they're not all in Dane County. That'd be fantastic if it worked like that. But it's still... Okay, people are compiling these libraries. When I'm at your house doing a walkthrough on the first day, I might ask you something like, "Hey, have you put together a library? Have you tagged any pictures online? If you have, send them over. It gives us some ammo and kind of at least a view into what you like. And you don't have to find perfect. You don't have to yeah. find the picture in your head, but sometimes you're looking at a picture, you go, you know what, I don't know what I like about this. I just like it. Click, save it, add it to your library.
It's a really, really cool resource. Again, you can check out edgeconstructioncompany.com. Look for that the little house that's kind of shaped like an H chimney with an angled rim. You'll know what I'm talking about when you get to edgeconstructioncompany.com. Check that out. Like the page, as well as if you see some projects and some ideas, think about doing some remodeling, give them a call, 608-636-3343. That's 636-EDGE. Going to be talking this week about whole home remodeling, and this is something I know at Edge Construction you guys do a lot of, but you were telling me before the show this morning, Mike, this past year especially, you've been doing a whole lot more. Like, this is a really popular trend right now.
Yeah, I think for a bunch of reasons, but probably the biggest reason, if you talk to anybody that's owned a house, maybe bought a house more than a couple years ago, they might be sitting on some equity. And so, like, these houses now are worth more money than when you bought them, and worth investing in, frankly. I mean, if you've we work for a lot of people that have been in houses for many years, and maybe sometimes not so many, but it's amazing the equity they've got to work with, and it sort of is allowing people to do right by that house and do a real remodel and fix it all up. I think what's driving some of these bigger projects, the more of a whole home remodeling look, is okay. By the time they get to us, homeowners seem to have done a lot of things themselves. You know, they've done some painting, they've done some, maybe they've painted their cabinets to try and buy some years on those. Maybe they've done some snap together flooring. There's odds and ends that they've been able to do, and kind of, but over time, those things sort of, you know, that they don't all happen at once, right? So you're not designing this project top down and trying to figure it out. It's a lot of those buy some time type fixes. And the flippers have been around Dane County just like everywhere else, and they've done their damage. Please go away. Move to, like, you know, Illinois.
California, Illinois, yeah.
But anyways, at some point, you can only do so much of that stuff, and I think that might be driving some of the whole house view of remodeling also.
When we talked, too, about doing an entire project, you know, whether it's, you know, kitchen, living room, trim, you know, master bath, master bedroom type thing, too, there are cost benefits, too, that you mentioned. Of course, we're seeing a significant equity in most homes and an increase over the years. But there's also on the saving side of rather than doing these each individually, kind of maybe this year we'll do the kitchen, next year we'll think about doing the master bath, doing them all at once or part of one project, there's some cost benefits there, aren't there?
There are, and so if I call them tag along projects, so if the main project, you know, a lot of times it might be something bigger like the kitchen, or an addition nowadays, since we're talking about that kind of stuff. If you know you're going to be doing that bath down the road, and that might get held off in prior years to maybe save some money, marshal some resources, maybe give yourself a little time to get over the kitchen remodel psychologically. But those tag along projects. If the main project is a kitchen and somebody wants us to look at a bath, I always think the savings is normally 20% to 30%, could be even a little bit more. You got to think about it. Like, if we don't farm much out, meaning we don't use that many subcontractors, but the ones we do, if we can get them to price a bath along with the kitchen, we're getting that better deal on that, because they're not going to price it like they have to come in just to do the kitchen and then later on they got to come just to do the bath. There's economy of scale there. Same for us. If we're doing drywall in the kitchen, a little more drywall in the bath is a lot easier pill to swallow than if we've got to come in at a later date, get all set up, do all of our protections, you know, close everything off, cover floors, cover cabinets, do all this stuff, versus hitting it when we're there already. So our numbers are much less on those jobs, too.
Hey, you think, too, you mentioned, you know, whether it's using your drywallers, you have the plumber coming in, not only having that all, you know, single trip and the preparation made there. Some of the other great benefits to that as well is again getting those guys in and get that work done all in one shot as well. Kind of moves the project along. Also with that, and when it comes to some of the planning of this stuff, I know design styles and over the years it's got less cut and dry about when it comes to design and room design and whole home design. There used to be very hard and fast rules about had to do this, had to do that. It's a little more nuanced now, and I think of, you know, if you're going to redo the kitchen, it might be nice to do some upgrades throughout the house, so like that one area, that one space doesn't necessarily stand out saying this room got done. Kind of almost ties it in a little bit better.
It does, and we're seeing that too, where people are going, okay, we call them the common areas in our business. Mm-hmm. So that's the spots that friends and relatives see. So kitchen, might be powder bath, great room, family room type areas, dining room, dens, all those areas. And We did go through, up until really this started maybe getting hot and heavy a couple of years ago, where people are going, you know what, we're not going to just do the kitchen, and actually flooring drives a lot of this. Mm-hmm. There's been so many houses over the years that when we got into this flip culture where, okay, we're going to do this one room, we're going to do flooring in there, and then yeah, and the same floor you might have two or three or four different types of flooring, and so at some point somebody's got to make that all right. So that trend of wanting continuity in that flooring is driving a lot of this remodeling, because okay, if we've got to pull base moldings off to do new flooring, maybe new wood floor or LVTs throughout the kitchen and that whole first floor, then do we really want to put that same stuff back on? Maybe we'll do something different. What do we really like? So it is getting more common to hit bigger areas.
You know, Mike, and when we talk too about, and we'll get into some of the, you know, timeline and putting that stuff together, some of the design process that goes into it, it's important because it's part of it, is things like permitting and those type of things. Is it different? I think of, you know, if we're doing like a whole home remodel, there may be some additions and some other things that does require a little bit more of a conversation with the municipality, and maybe the, you know, if there's a HOA, those kind of things. That's also part of that conversation too, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, the tag-along projects, I know we get a better deal on the permitting process too, by the way, when we're going in. If we have to go in totally separately, and it's for good reason, that inspector, if we're doing rough plumbing in a bath and kitchen at the same time, that's one trip for them. They can come check both of them. It's pretty. They don't have to feel like they need to get more money for that. It doesn't work exactly like this, but I do know that we get a better deal buying one permit versus permitting two things separately. So that helps quite a bit. That permitting process can be tricky once you get to the outside of the house, because anytime you're changing your footprint, now you're running into zoning and a bunch of rules. If you have an HOA, I'm assuming you're not an HOA.
No.
We're not either. but all the new kids on the block are in HOAs.
Yes,
all those new suburbia all is an HOA. So that you got to pass their test before you even get to zoning and being able to pull building permits. So all that comes into effect too.
What about, as we talk about these bigger projects, I also of course think, can't say bigger without talking about the scale of the project, having these bigger projects done, working with Edge Construction and working with you guys, having that resource you mentioned, of course, the drywallers, you got an electrician, you've got all these different teams. This is the type of project, and I think it probably showed early on when I mentioned, I know you guys do a lot of these whole home remodels, this is something that requires not just skill, but manpower, equipment, and that stuff that you just can't find everywhere.
No, and in fact, we used to do some of this work because we've always been manpower heavy. Mm-hmm. For other remodelers, other builders around town, we now have enough of this work to keep our people busy, so we don't really do that for our competition, but it doesn't stop them reaching out. It's the manpower thing is a real issue here and everywhere, and especially skilled people. So if you are doing one of these bigger projects, I know a lot of remodelers now are not doing them or even cutting back on them because they just don't have the staff that can handle these things. We have a couple of things that really help us. We actually have two electricians now, Sean.
Oh,
never
really?
Thought we'd have one, but now we have two.
Nice.
We had to get Dale some help. We just buried him too much. But we have construction crews that work on the new construction side for other builders, and we can pull those to help us on these big projects. And it's not that we couldn't do it with our remodel side, but when we can bring in 5, 6, 8 people from that side, and really go hot and heavy just to get us through the tough part, the heavy lifting of some of these bigger projects, it's very helpful for us and it makes them go a lot quicker.
Talking this morning with Mike Tuig, owner at Edge Construction, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's edgeconstructioncompany.com. Whether you're looking to do a whole home remodel or maybe you're looking to update the bathrooms, kitchen, living room, basement, master bedroom, trim, all that great stuff. Mike, team, love to talk to you at Edge Construction. All right, just pick up the phone, give him a call, 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. Talk about the importance of budget, and we'll also, of course, talk about the design project and process as well as we work through a whole home remodel with Mike Tuig of Edge Construction. This is the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction right here on 1310 WIBA.
The Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues now on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction right here on 1310 WIBA. Hanging out this Saturday morning with Mr. Mike Tuig of Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. As I mentioned, their telephone number is 608-636-3343. That number is 636-EDGE. Something that's always been popular with Edge Construction, but is just becoming more and more popular, is those whole home remodels, doing more than just a couple of spaces, a couple of rooms, really taking a really overall look of your home and saying, hey, you know what, maybe we could do a bigger project. And Mike, with bigger projects, we talked in the last segment about opportunities for savings, but money is part of this conversation. It's a very important part of any conversation. I think one of the great things about working with the team at Edge Construction, going through that process, is getting an understanding of that budget and understanding, okay, here's what we have to work with, and getting that taken care of in that conversation started up front.
Yeah, these bigger projects or anything that addition on up or whole home remodel, we have to talk about potential budget at the first meeting. And I know the temptation is to go, well, I want to see what your number is, but for us even to get to a first number on a bigger project like this, we might have 15, 20, 25 hours in this that we sort of have to just donate to come up with a first look at it. So it's really important to us that you've thought about budget, and we can help you think about it, I guess. And we don't want you to keep it to yourself. We want you to be able to tell us that you're okay. We don't expect you to hit the number, right? Like nobody's that good. Nobody's got the benchmark to start with, and do a comprehensive project on your own house in your head and come up with a legit number. But if somebody says, well, if we're talking about addition, even a something that's kind of a starter addition, a room or maybe the next level up, a master suite addition, you got to know that doesn't get done for 40 or 50 grand now. I mean, like it's quite a bit more than that. And we're not actually going to hit it. But we want you to at least have a somewhat realistic idea of a budget before we go into our 25 hours of taking a stab at it. Because for us to how we do it is we build this project in CAD. So we've got to do a bunch of design. We've got to do enough initial design to get to first pricing, and then take each individual component and fill it and put a number on it. So it's quite a bit of work.
I think sometimes people don't fully understand it, and why they should respect the budget so much is, you know, I'd be really weary of working with someone that really wasn't interested upfront to talk about my budget, because that can lead you down, you know, different roads, different expectations, and that, you know, that's what at the end of the day, I mean, that's an important part of how do we get this done. What is kind of the ballpark of where we're working with the budget, and that ties in too. You mentioned the work that even goes in up front with the CAD and the design to really get some numbers in that conversation going. It also then carries through the design process and other things like, what is this project, what are you looking to encompass with this project? What's your ultimate goal? Is this something that is achievable that you're going to be satisfied with as a homeowner? And then, of course, at Edge Construction, you're going to be satisfied with the quality of work and the type of work that's being done within that budget.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought this up, because I think my best advice for anybody that's thinking about doing a larger project is really doing a step-by-step walk through each room of this project, and then comprehensively, and making lists. Like, let's put together a scope before we even get there. It is great for us when somebody has a pretty detailed, not a plan, but their ideas are down on paper, and what do they want to accomplish in each room. And that is, by the way, the way to get best pricing. If you're leaving things kind of ambiguous and undecided, then we've sort of got a plan for the worst in a lot of scenarios. So the more we know about what you want, the better we can do on pricing, and really the better deal we can give you right off the bat.
Does that help too, as we kind of, that part of that conversation, like with the homeowner, like what are you looking to achieve? You mentioned, you know, going in and putting that list together. That gives you and the designers at Edge Construction really a good roadmap for kind of what the expectation is. What is the, for this remodel, and whether it's the whole home or any remodel, what do you wish to achieve by this? Is it to make the space look fresher? Is it to look to flow better? Is it to make the space feel more modern? Or obviously a little bit, obviously likely a little bit of them all, but having that kind of that understanding of what the goals are here is vital.
Well, yeah, and it's great for our side because it does give us that track to run on. Mm-hmm. You can be more specific than that. You can say, okay, great room, flooring, lighting. I hate the trim. We need a new window over here. We want to open up this wall. Boom. Now we know. Paint. We've had people be really specific, and it just really helps the design process, kind of jumps it ahead quite a bit. And from our side, we love it when people put some are investing in their project also. Like they're willing to put the time in to put some thought into it. In fact, you can go on Houzz and search scope of work, and under stories, pick it under stories, and I think you'll find articles on how to do this and kind of templates to do it. But all that stuff really helps, and it speeds up the design process. It makes budgeting easier and more effective, and it kind of stops us from going down rabbit holes that maybe we don't have to, we shouldn't waste time on. You know, so it's more effective.
I saw a line too that said reduce stress,
which reduce stress. Yes.
and speaking of things that can cause stress. Question marks. Those are, and I know with working with Edge Construction, having as much stuff buttoned up and eliminating as many of, if not all of those question marks. And I know sometimes people we work with people that say, well, we'll give you an allowance for this or an allowance for that. Having as few of those kind of open-ended areas is a great stress reliever, but also helps move that process along with certainty, doesn't it?
Right. Kind of from our side, we're not going to force you into decisions, but somebody that's done their research online kind of has identified what they like can give us some input. Now, that's not everybody's talent, you know, like picking out things. And I understand that. But then you've got to rely on those good designers to help you through the process. But they're there whether you're great at it or not. But I think just the investment from a homeowner up front with getting on places like Houzz, getting on Pinterest, looking at some products, to, you know, talking to your friends. You can probably find a magazine at the library. I'm not sure. But it used to be how we did it. People would haul out the magazines, but that doesn't happen anymore. But right, anything you can do to get yourself on better ground on your project, identifying your style, knowing what you like or maybe what you don't like, all that stuff really helps.
Talking this morning with Mike Tuig, owner at Edge Construction, online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Our telephone number is 608-636-3343. That's number is 636. Edge, we'll continue our conversation with Mike. We'll talk about the overall style of your home and the design as well that goes into it. We'll get those details from Mike next as the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
You're listening to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction. Email your questions to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Once again, here's Sean Preble on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great website to learn more about Edge Construction, some of the great work that they've done in the area. And, of course, you can check that all out at edgeconstructioncompany.com. Also, links there to Houzz, Pinterest, Facebook. Again, some great resources. But think about doing some remodeling. Mike and the team at Edge Construction would love to talk with you. All you got to pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-636-3333. 3343. That number 636 Edge. Talking about an exciting topic this week, whole home remodeling, something that's become very, very popular. And I've been talking about some of the things to consider as you're putting that plan together. And of course, planning is vital with everything you do with remodeling, but especially when it comes to whole home remodeling. And Mike, I think of like your home, and your home itself has, you know, there was an original design, there was an original builder that put that all together, and it generally has some type of style. You want to make sure that whatever you're doing with that design process fits that. Fits what, you know, you got a farmhouse, you probably, you know, it's I bet you guys could achieve it making an ultra modern kind of house, but it's really at that point you gotta weigh that stuff about how you want the new stuff to fit with the original intent and design of that home, correct?
Yeah. So how do you say this in a politic way? I like thinking of it in terms of all design has to make sense to somebody that didn't go through the process, right?
So
there might be reasons when you were standing at how in the old house that you did what you did, but 5 years from now, are your friends going to go, what's up with that? Why'd you put IKEA cabinets in your farmhouse? I don't know. Maybe not pick on IKEA, but there are things that are not a good fit, and I love it when we go through. We took final pictures at a couple of remodels last week, and one in particular was a pretty big job. It was on the lake, and we were in there, and I said, you know, and homeowners are in there, and we all said the same kind of were thinking the same thing. We need to go look at the old pictures because I think when you do it right, it looks like it should have always been that way. Yeah. You know, I don't know if I'm making sense.
That makes perfect.
We're just rambling, but to get. From that old thing where, you know, a lot of these older houses have been abused by design over the years,
yeah.
You know, some weird stuff's gone in there and maybe things that didn't fit. And there's nothing better for us than to really hit it out of the park on bringing this house back to how it probably should have been done when it was brand new.
You know, one of the things I think of, you know, open concept, and everybody loves open concept, and it's obviously very popular. But if you've got like a Victorian style home, you don't really want to be taking out walls. And I mean, it kind of flies in the face of what people love about that style of home, correct?
It does. But, you know, there's lots of ways to be subtle about updating an old house, especially one like you're talking about, a Victorian house. And we've done those in the past where instead of knocking down walls, maybe we widen openings, we widen doorways. And so it's things that where you're looking at the project and you're going, boy, there's something I like. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't really, it's not a punch in the face. It's subtle. It is important to us to not ruin the character of an old house. We love old houses. Pretty much everybody that works at Edge lives in an old house. I think we're all a little jealous sometimes of the new house people because, you know, it's a labor of love, right, John?
Yes, it is.
But especially we talk about the bigger projects and getting into additions and things like that. Boy, there's nothing worse than, to me, to look at a house and go, oh, I wonder when they put that addition on, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you want people to say or think when they're pulling up to your place.
Are there things you mentioned with, you know, with folks with older homes, and you mentioned, like, we talk about Victorian homes, and you mentioned, you know, widening entryways and those type of things. You can have modern convenience and modern things in some of these traditional styles. They just need to be executed and designed properly, correct?
Well, right, and we're at a special time where we've got just a ton of options on things like tile. There's a lot of tiles that have a modern twist, but it's on a really traditional style, so they'll fit into some of those older houses. At the builder show a few weeks ago, I was amazed at some of the fixtures that have a really traditional look, and I mean like not 20 years old traditional, 100 years old traditional look. With modern twist, all with the, you know, obviously it's all modern pieces and parts, so it works like something that's it works like a brand new car, but it has that look that can fit into certain locations. It's got to be a fun time to be a designer because you just have sometimes you have to fight through all the options to find the product you need, but that's what a good designer does.
Is it your truck that I saw that you've got? You've got your classic truck. Isn't that the body of a classic, but underneath really a very modern truck?
It's pretty much. Yeah. I mean, it's not like a brand new car under there, but right. It's got a. Yeah, I have a 1966 Chevy pickup, which is my next to my wife. It's the love of my life.
Is it? Yeah, it's a beautiful truck.
and I suppose mom, I better throw her in it. Yeah. But yeah, it's a fun old truck. It's not a show truck or anything, but it's the Edge Construction summer truck. And I need something dependable and with good brakes. I don't want to run into you out on the belt line or something. It's got to go around corners and start. But that's kind of the trend, right? We love that old traditional look. We don't love brakes from 1960. We don't love plumbing fixtures, how they worked from 100 years ago. But we sure do like the look.
Disc brakes are phenomenal. You know? that is important. Yeah. So that's important. And Mike, as we've been talking too, that I keep jotting down the word and I haven't used it yet, home restoration. And some of what you guys, a lot of what we're talking about too, is especially with some of these older homes, is really restoring it to its original beauty. Is modern but or updated, but it's really getting it back to, as I think you designed, getting it or use the term getting it back to zero, is really doing restoration on these homes,
right? And you can't ignore, that's not a surface thing. You've got to get in there, you got to get dirty, you got to tear stuff apart and see what previous people did and go, okay, this has to get fixed. And we work on a lot of old stuff downtown, old small houses downtown. And I know if there's an upstairs bath that we're going to remodel, when we open up that floor, we're going to find floor joists that are cut right in half and plumbing pipes run through. And you have to fix all that stuff, but you don't see that part on TV, right? You see we do a little demo and then we're putting in cabinets and tile. And it's like, well, okay, that's like half the story, right? If you want that job to last, if you want to get 50 years out of that new bath, you're not going to do it just by a surface remodel. You've got to get in there and really dig.
This reminds me of, and I know it's a show we haven't talked about for a while, but of course this old house, and one of the things I really love about watching what they do is, obviously I love the design and I love seeing the finished home, but I love, as you're going through the season, them showing, addressing those very things that you talk about, is, you know, opening things up and discovering that, you know, that a floor joist was cut to make room for something, and really not just surface stuff being updated and repaired, but the stuff that you don't see that really is consequential to the longevity and the overall home. Taking the time to repair them and restore those areas, right? Not just kind of saying, yeah, it worked before, it'll work going forward. Really restoring and taking care of those problem areas.
Yeah, and their goal is not to do a surface remodel and to get this thing to last for 10 years, and that's wasteful. It's not green. It's foolish, and the goal should be to increase the life of that house. Okay, how can we add 100 years to the life of this house? And some people might think that's ridiculous talk, but it's really not. And we can do that now. We have the technology. We've got the science behind us. I like that show too. They do real remodeling. They never would think about leaving something that should be fixed. And I think that should be the goal for all of us.
It is. It's a really cool. I think a lot of, just from doing the show with you over the years, I've gained a new appreciation for the kind of work that you guys do and the work that they do on that program as well. And it's important when it comes to whether it's doing just a kitchen remodel or a basin remodel or a whole home restoration or any remodel or any type of remodeling job. You know, your home's that big investment. You want to make sure that it lasts and that it's going to be around for a while and treated with the respect. Mike, the team at Edge Construction, love to work with you. All I got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call this morning, 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. The website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's edgeconstructioncompany.com. We'll be back with Mike. We'll talk with him more about home remodeling. We'll do that next as the Home Remodeling Show continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
The Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues now on News Talk 1310
WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show, brought to you by Edge Construction Online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. Talking this morning with Mike Tuig of Edge Construction, talking about whole home remodeling, getting started on that, and all the things you need to think about is we were talking earlier about design and budget and all these really important things. Contracts, and they are there for everybody's best interest, is to have that contract and understand too the contractor that you're working with, different licensing, different types of insurance. These are vital no matter what the project, but especially as we talk about whole home remodeling, understanding that there is, you know, contracts and understanding what's in them is an important part of this too, isn't it, Mike?
It is, and there's all different kinds of contracts. So what we call ours is a fixed price contract, and that can be a misnomer. I saw a competitor's fixed price contract, quotation mark, last week, and it was based all on allowances. They were going to start a project in a month, pretty big project, and no parts were ordered, much less picked out. Design, it really hadn't happened. They had a kind of a base plan, and then they said, okay, cabinets, we're going to put $20,000 plus or minus in for cabinets. If you spend more, you got to pony up, right, on this fixed price contract. How's that sound, Isha?
Does not sound fixed.
Doesn't sound fixed. Right. And so there's another type of contract called that's popular out east, and it is called cost plus. So what this is, a contractor will give you some kind of a ballparky, okay, we're going to spend this many zeros-ish. If you go over, you go over. If you're not, if you're below, you're below. And it's like just what they're used to out there. I'm like, wow. I could people sign these? So I have some friends that build out there. And basically every Monday morning, whatever the bills were the last week, you write them a check or they don't show, you know, the boys don't show up to go to work. So that's cost plus. I'm not comfortable with that. For one, I think all design should happen at once. That's one reason we have the showroom. We have cabinets tops. I think we have 300 to 400 countertop samples just in stone, not to mention, you know, other things. So cabinets tops, all the flooring stuff we pull from most of the showrooms around town. We try to weed through the stuff that they have to pick out things that people actually will want and will fit into designs and are not going to murder the budgets and things like that. So we do a lot of that work up front. And that all that's in our showroom, so we can put together cabinet stops and all that stuff. And when you pick out those things prior to contract, people like us should be able to put a firm price on it. This is what it's going to cost. We're going to stick with it, come something or high water. And I think that's the best plan. It's how we're made. We talked about efficiently using time before, you know, like by knowing what you want. On our side, we should live by that too, right? We should be, if you tell us exactly what you want, we should be able to price it and not change. And then we can order things and we can get things and we're not as reliant on, you know, just hope and a prayer.
Somebody once said to me, you can't manage what you, how does that line go? You can't manage what you can, and I cannot think of the other term. measure. You can't manage what you can't measure. And it's when you're talking, I don't know why I was drawing a blank on that word. Can't manage what you can't measure. But we think about having contracts and managing, and the same thing with having that schedule is it's really hard for a homeowner and a contractor to kind of measure progress or have good questions or have a good understanding of the project and manage that project if there's no benchmarks, if there's no this is the type of tile that's going to be used. This is, you know, there without those milestones, without those measurements, it's really hard to keep track of this stuff. And you hear people say, oh, our project, all these cost overruns and all these other things. You say, well, did you have going into the beginning, did you have any of these measurements, any of these ideas of this is what we want, and then how can manage to that?
Yeah, and what, to be honest, I hear figures that probably average around 20% for when somebody gives a price of $200,000 on the project, at the end they're getting another bill for $40,000. because of there's lots of excuses or lots of this cost more or this happened. I don't believe in that kind of system. I think you're much better off knowing what you're getting into. It's also a lot more efficient for us to run this way. When we sign a contract, we order the tile, we order the countertops, we order the cabinets, we order everything we can get our hands on, the plumbing fixtures, it doesn't make sense to buy paint then, but we probably would if we had to. But it's the more of that you can do from our side, the more it's pinned down, the more that you can have in your hands before you start that project, the less excuses you're going to have to make down the road.
Does it help too having the space for doing that stuff? I having been out and visited you guys on a number of occasions, one of the nice things about the showroom is the part of the showroom and part of the building that people don't often get to see is the area where all the staging takes place. You guys have a lot of room at Edge Construction.
It's a good sized facility. Does anybody have too much room?
It's true. Yeah.
It seems like we're packed in. I mean, we're organized, mm-hmm. and we do. There's times when our facility's taxed, but I still think we figure it out, and the benefits are so great because when I want to send out our tile guy and to do a backsplash, I know all he's got to do is walk in our warehouse. It's on a shelf. It's labeled. He can get what he needs. We have all those complementing pieces and parts. We even have in our showroom, not to brag, but who never thought we'd be there. We have a shelf of all the different grouts and colors and the caulks, and because when you have to run for one thing, I don't know if you've done a project by yourself, right? How many times you go to the hardware store when you
quite a few, yeah.
Yeah, it's that's how it is. So the more you can have that on hand, we're trying to be efficient also.
That's great stuff. That's a great thing about working with Mike and the team at Edge Construction. Again, where you're thinking about a whole home remodel, maybe you're thinking about doing the basement, doing the trim, doing the kitchen, doing the bathroom, doing a little bit of it all. They'd love to talk with you. If you've got some ideas, check out some at edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. And, of course, Edge Construction brings you the home remodeling show right here, 1310 WIBA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.